This is the Michigan Ag Industry Update on Brownfield. I'm Nicole Heslop. Today's report is brought to you by the Michigan Agriculture Environmental Assurance Program. Farmers can implement harvestable buffers as part of their environmental practices protecting waterways and the environment. On the line with us is Marilyn Thalen with MSU Extension. Marilyn, can you tell us more about what exactly is a harvestable buffer?
Well, a harvestable buffer is like any other buffer. It's put in place to protect the waters, whether they're ditches or streams, from any runoff that could come off of an agricultural field. We've recommended buffers for producers for a number of years to protect for any manure application that is applied that'll keep the sediment and any nutrients from running into the ditches. And I've worked with a farmer this summer that showcased his harvestable buffers for a field day. He's had his in place for 10 years. He's been using this practice. It's not a practice that there's any cost share for. He just did it because it worked well for his agricultural system. With that buffer, he sized those to fit his harvest equipment, so they're 60 foot wide. That fits within the recommendations of the sizing to be able to do some good filtering. He establishes those with a grass mix of orchard grass, timothy, perennial ryegrass, and brome grass. And then he manages those like grass hay. So he will apply some nitrogen at green up and after first cutting, and then right after the last cutting. He only does three cuttings. His last one will be done around the middle of August. That gives that grass an opportunity to grow and have some height on it going into the winter. So if there is any erosion from the field, any nutrients that's coming off, it has that height that can do some filtering. What was really interesting was we did see some sediment come off a field last winter in just one spot. It made it maybe a third of the way across the buffer and then stopped. So you had kind of a sand drift there. And so the buffer did its job. You know, it stopped that sediment from getting to the ditch just like you'd like it to. So, you know, when there are things that happen where things come off a field, these are that nice safety net to keep the nutrients and the sediment from the water. In this particular farm, he has 60 to 70 acres of harvestable buffer. So it's like a long-running field. It kind of winds around the farmstead. And he takes three cuttings a year off. It is a quality of feed that is really ideal for his heifers and also his fresh pen of dairy cattle. So works really well for that. Some he puts up as dry hay, some he puts up as silage, and either way it works really well in there. It's a grass hay, but it comes off at 18% protein, crude protein. So it's a really nice feed when you manage it as a feed, and it provides that buffering. And then one of the things the producer mentioned that I thought was really good is he's got custom manure applicators, so it serves as an indicator of where not to spread. And so it keeps the manure application at least 60 foot away from the water as well.
For farmers that are considering implementing harvestable buffers, Marilyn, how often do they need to be managed, that seeding updated, and where are ideal locations to be used?
Okay. Well, of course, along any surface water is the ideal place to plant those. So they'll provide that buffer from anything coming off the fields. Once they're seeded and established, if you manage them correctly, which would be applying that nitrogen at green up in the spring after first cutting and then a little bit after the last cutting, so that your grass is actively growing, they should be able to stay in place for 10 years. And that's what he's hoping for, and that provides a really, really nice mat to hold that soil in place. And because you're harvesting it, you're taking any nutrients it traps off in the crop. And so we're able to keep those phosphorus levels on the buffers in the appropriate ranges for any field. And so you're not building nutrients right next to the water. And so that's one of the real gems of this type of management opportunity.
Well, Marilyn, thank you so much for today's update. Any last advice for farmers?
I think just watch what's going on in your own system, because you know how your fields work. And putting things in place like this producer did that work for his farm as well as the water is a really good plan.